7 minutes after nine, before I go any further, special guests in the house. And I was just mentioning off air that I go way back with Rogue Music Theater, and I'm so glad you all are here and still working the gig. And you've got something special coming up. Now, I haven't actually met either one of you, so if you'd introduce yourself so I can say, so nice to meet you, I'd sure appreciate.
I'm Jerry Cruikshank, Rogue Music Theater's president.
Oh, well,
now.
Well, I'm glad you were. So you took the helm.
It was passed on to me.
I was just looking for that inside story, Jerry. And you, sir, I think we met before, but it's so good to see you.
Sal Blydenberg, past president of Rogue Music Theater.
Okay. Let's say that again. I didn't even have your mic up and on yet, so go for it.
Yeah, Sal Blydenberg.
Hi, Sal.
Past president.
So you're the one who passed it on to Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's so good to see you guys. And you've got something special coming up. We're just getting started on our shameless promotion for Footloose. We're going to cut loose. And right now you're doing auditions, is that right?
That's correct.
Well, Jerry, give us the times and kind of what you're looking for. A good outline of the upcoming show.
Okay, we have auditions, and then they're being held at New Hope Christian School from 1 to 4 on April 12th, 13th. 28th and 27th.
Okay. And plenty of time for folks to come on and kick it up a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. And we are looking for folks that really want to be a part of this. Hopefully they're already familiar with it. But even if you're not, you just want to kick it up. Come on out and at least audition at New Hope Christian again. Give them the dates one more time and we'll do it again.
April 12th and 13th, 1 to 4, and April 26th and 27th, the same time,
okay.
1 to 4.
Okay, so 2 weeks apart.
Yes.
All right. That's awesome. For you, sir?
Well, I just want to say what a great show it is. The last three shows that we did for Rogue Music Theater was Mamma Mia, which sold out last year or 2 years ago. We did Grease.
That's right.
And this year, of course, is the musical Footloose.
Well, I'll tell you what, the last two we are familiar with because we were part of promoting that, but also we have people here in the family that went and saw and came back with rave reviews of both of those. So we're going to pay it forward right now by saying, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Sal, now, you've been around for a while. When did you get involved in music theater?
14 years ago.
Okay.
So
it was a midlife crisis. Is that
yes,
what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, you got that right.
All right, well, I got it. So how did you get roped into it? Did you just find yourself in the right place and you couldn't stop?
Yeah, I think so, I was in the motion picture industry for 27 years, so this all kind of tied together.
You bet it did. See, there's your secret identity. I have mine here.
Yeah.
This is my secret identity right here in front of you.
Yeah.
So, well, Sally, I'm so glad you did find that. And it just shows, you know, when you have a passion and something you did, it's going to keep calling you. Is that right?
That's right.
There you go. Jerry, for you, what your background in music theater?
I go.
You go?
Yes,
I love that.
I'm a patron.
That is just perfect. Best card handle you could have. You have your card. She's president of the Rogue Music Theater, and she goes. And
yeah.
Sal can't help himself, but you're not around the camera so much anymore. This is the real deal.
Live
performances.
You got one shot at it.
Yeah.
So, you
know. I know that it costs a little bit to put these productions around. You got some royalties you got to pay for working a gig like this?
Altogether, we're about $51,000 into this show.
And so. That's not unusual to put on a really good, strong production.
Right.
And where's our venue going to be? Are we going to be at the PAC?
Yes.
At the PAC.
Is there any other place to do it? other than, I remember Rogue Music Theater Productions out at Rogue Community College in the amphitheater there.
Yeah, I was out there then.
Yeah, and I loved working that. That was some of my early time in radio over 20 years ago. And remember Carousel being put on, and what a special thing it was for me to be a part of that. Even though I was just doing some announcing there, I stayed and watched the whole thing, and it was wonderful because I loved the original. And being pretty much a child of the early 60s, I was born in 57, so I got to see a lot of those classic musicals.
Right.
And I was the youngest of an older family, so even though I might have been four compared to my teenager siblings, I felt like I was part of the crowd.
There you go.
And so that's kind of my background. Yeah.
Yeah. Our show dates won't be until August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. So
that's a good
lineup. People still got a lot of time to get their tickets and so forth.
And the tickets are going to be available at your venue?
Yes. It's changed names, so we had to re-register.
Okay.
It was Sticks for Us, but they've changed. It's the same company.
Okay. Just now, what is it? Can they pre-purchase them, or you're not on sale yet?
We're basically not on sale
okay,
yet.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure.
Because we're just getting started.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I just want to make sure that we're on board when it comes time to kick this up into the spotlight with all the cast set and that you all come back and we do a follow-up on this.
Yeah, the show itself is very sincere. The pastor had lost his son.
Right.
And to a car crash because he had been partying. And, of course, he doesn't want dancing in the town anymore.
Right. You know? I remember the backstory, right?
Yeah. And Kevin Bacon, you know, he...
That was his real breakout role, was that right there? Made him a star.
It was.
Yeah, and showed that he had something other than just the acting skills, too.
Right.
Terrible hairdo, though. We'll always remember that. you're gonna have to make sure that's part of the show. Somebody has to have a really bad hairdo.
We're going to need the principal actors will be about 21 principal actors.
Wow. Okay, so
then the ensemble will be about another 15.
Okay.
So there's plenty of places for people to come out and try out. They'll love it. It's a great show.
It is a great show. And if you want to know how great a show is, go ahead and pick up the DVD or pull it up on your service. Many people have that available. And just have some fun with Footloose once again. That's from 1984, if I remember right.
That's
the motion
right.
picture.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We do actually play all of the music here on KJO. So it's kind of fun. Yeah. Any parting shots, Jerry?
Just come out and join us for the fun community event.
It is.
And you can contact us on roguemusictheater.us
okay.
for more information, or we have a QR code.
Okay.
On our flyers that we're trying to get all over town.
Yeah, which I never used in my life, but that's all right. That's just a confession. but many people do. Hit that smart device and hit that QR code, and you're already linked up.
Super.
Appreciate it. Okay. Sal, thanks for staying with it. Yeah. Appreciate you being here, both of you.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, invited back for us to do a follow-up when we really get going.
Okay. Thank
all right.
you.
Yeah.
All
right,
thank you.
You bet. And we'll just hang out here, do a little music. I should have had a Footloose pulled up right now, but I was behind the times. However, I always have something to work here. Let's bring on the Pretenders. Chrissy Hynde and Company, Great Friendship Anthem here from 1993.